Welcome back. No filter, no bullshit, no way. I just want to talk to you a little bit about the Biden administration. Here they're giving more money again or more arms to Ukraine. I do not understand this deal. You know, we have given enough to the people. We give enough to everybody. When are we going to start taking care of us? Nobody gives a shit about us but us. I'm beginning to think that we don't even care about us. We got a blithering idiot for president. Our last president was in deep shit now, so I don't know what this country's going to. You know, America used to be a great place to live. But the older I get, the more I see. It's like, I don't know, I guess they think American people are stupid, which I believe, certainly believe they are, because how in the hell, you know, would we have term limits on the president, but not a fucking term limit on Congress? I don't understand that. There should be term limits, because nothing's going to change, not a damn thing, until we get them out of there and get some new people in there with new thoughts. They're going to still sit up there and give themselves bullshit raises while the American economy is going in the crapper. People are starving to death. Our veterans are homeless. They're coming out of the war, destitute, homeless, committing suicide. They've got no place to go. The money we spent on Ukraine, we could have housed homeless, our homeless vets. We could have done built housing. We could have got, you know, you go to places like Compton, California, you look around and see Philadelphia. See, these places are giving up. I mean, California, I think they're just giving up. You see homeless people everywhere. It's just, it's unreal. It's like, you know, 30 years ago, even less, you had never seen that. But our police would just give up, you know. Give shit less about our veterans. Everybody just kind of let it go. Like, maybe it's gotten out of control, or maybe they're lost, don't know what to do about it. They're overwhelmed. I know that Missouri had just passed the marijuana laws, you know, so you can have up to 3 ounces. And I read where they're going to exceed their even goals. It's like unreal the money they're getting. You know, this money, which they're going to earmark, I've read, give to the police departments, the fire departments, that's fine. But, you know, to me, that seems like a catch-22. They used to put people smoke weed and dealt weed in jail, which I do smoke weed. I don't give a shit who knows it. But now they're taking the funds from that and giving it to the police. I just don't understand what the fucking thinking is. They're just taking what they can. I mean, they don't give a crap about, they don't care about the American public. I guarantee you that. They don't care about you and me. I'm like, damn, I owe them. It's a damn shame, because this country could be good again. It could be. Not the rate it's going. The way it's going, you better build your bunker or dig your bunker and get into some of a bitch and cover yourself up, because we're getting pretty close to nuclear war, I think. I mean, you know, North Korea hadn't got shit, of course. But, and I hope to God it don't go that far, but, you know, we fucked everybody. Biden administrations, I haven't seen nothing like it, you know, since these other countries looking at us like, how in the fuck did America go from being a superpower to people feared us and respected us to, I mean, they don't give, they look at us and laugh now, and that's, look around, it's a shame. Write your congressmen, people, write your senators. Let them know how you feel, because this has to change. This country's going into crapper. Y'all have a good day, and spring's here, so let's all get out and remember, watch out for motorcycles, and pray for our country. Take care, people.